A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Said it was so much.
We listened to Whoop That Trick.
Yeah, join us up, man.
Ni som inte har hört den classic songen. Om yes. ni söker på den så ni ska inte ha det från filmen Hustle and Flow. Okay.
Well, everything's a disclaimer too, man, these days.
Nej, men
the lens of 2024.
Jag tänkte inte, min andra disclaimer är att när man söker på den på typ Spotify eller...
Oh, yeah.
Eller title, då kommer upp Whoop That Trick med Al Capone, som jag tror var den som typ så hjälpte till att skriva låten. I don't know.
Okay.
Men det är inte den versionen som är den bra. Man vill ha
you
den från
Terrence
filmen.
Howard.
Så gå på YouTube istället och sök Whoop That Trick med Terrence Howard, för han killed that shit alltså.
Gotta
get you amped. Get you going.
Yeah, man. But today it's Love Is Blind. It can take over your mind.
Oh ja. Nu är vi verkligen nära slutet. Det här är ju egentligen liksom sista avsnittet. Och sen har vi ju en reunion att vänta nästa vecka. Och can't wait.
Can't fucking wait. I want to see, man. We can talk about it at the end. Like what we want from reunion. Because I got a lot of thoughts.
Vi har mycket tankar i det här avsnittet.
Hour and a half.
Huh? Hour and a half.
Hour and a half.
Och vi låt oss dive in.
Let's do it.
Det börjar ju med ett rätt så tvärt.
Oh, wait. We gotta say that, you know.
Okay.
This is so vad händer.
Det är sant, det är sant. Vi är så ivriga här.
Yeah,
det är så vad händer och ni lyssnar på en grej till. Yes. Vårt specialavsnitt där vi djupdyker i något som vi tycker är extra kul. Det här är... Det är inte alltid Love Is Blind.
No,
just
no.
Nu så går vi igenom Love Is Blind-säsongen. Vi är på avsnitt 12. Och välkomna, jag heter Ahmed.
Yeah, I'm John, let's do it.
Och vill ni ha videoversionen och se det vi ser, patreon.com/svh. Och kolla, all info finns där. Vad mer ska vi säga? Tack ni som har skrivit in recensioner och sånt på poddapparna som ni lyssnar på. Fortsätt gärna med det. Det hjälper oss jättemycket.
Yes, apparently now you can leave comments. Thanks for y'all leaving comments about my laugh that somebody was hating on.
Vi fick mycket. Du har fått många kommentarer på vårt senaste avsnitt. Det var flera som skrev att de älskade ditt skratt, John.
So nu,
stop fishing for compliments.
I'm saying the stand. I want that person who wrote it to hear it.
Okay.
They might only listen to Love Is Blind.
Men nu, låt oss köra igång. De första vi får se, det slutade ju sist med Chelsea och Jimmy. Där det verkade som att hon var den som var lite mer osäker. Men vi kollar hur det går, deras snack. De har ju tillbringat, kom ihåg det, i det här samtalet så har de nyss tillbringat en hel dag på nöjesfältet och haft a great ass date, verkar det som.
Yeah man, bachelor style.
Så låt bara, let's wrap the day up.
Let's wrap the day up.
I loved you so much. And
I love you so much.
I love you so much.
You're my person.
Really, Bachelor? I think I'm possibly.
Are we going to get married? Because I haven't even got a grasp of where you're at.
Right in the belly. Feel it in the belly. Our face, man.
With
the frown.
Being able to give an answer.
I can't do it.
It's been intense for me. It's literally been a roller coaster of emotions, and
they were literally on a roller coaster. And
it's literally been a roller coaster of emotions.
It has not. That's not what literally means.
Bildspråk, that's not what how it works. Bildspråk är till för att man det is not literal.
No, it's figuratively been a roller coaster.
They love that shit.
Yeah, man. It's the Kardashians' fault.
Seeing if I can see this moving forward in a marriage.
This was strange to me, man.
Right now,
it flips twice. Right now, I can.
We can have fun together. We know that, but we also have dealt with some crap, and we've gone through. We've gotten through it.
Yeah.
So we know we can handle conflict, and we know we can handle the hard times. But I do see a life with you. I see you being an amazing husband. I see you being
happy
an amazing
music.
Dad. Yesterday, I was a little. I think I was just having an off day. And I think, like, both of us were just working a ton. And so are you.
Yeah.
Every time, bro.
Today, I feel more secure and confident in moving forward with you. And I feel really, really good.
Okay. What does he want?
Every day you've done.
This is what I don't understand. Like, okay. Now, I felt like he was unsure about where she's at. So he's like, I want to find out where you're at, right? So, and he does. He finds out. Seems like she wants to work to make it work.
Oh, she wants to make it work. Men det vet inte. De är så mycket. I guess det är på grund av tidslinjen att det är så kort och komprimerad tid. Men att när man är som att säga, igår så kände jag att jag inte kunde tillbringa livet med dig. Men nu känner jag, right now så känner jag att jag kan tillbringa livet med dig. Tomorrow, who knows? Alltså, what?
It's chaotic. Their whole thing has been chaotic the whole time.
Men ett sånt stort beslut att det flippar så himla snabbt och tvärt är bara skumt till mig.
Yeah. It's a bad time for the relationship.
Would want in a wife. I love you to death and I want a relationship with you and I want us to work so bad.
But
I don't want to go to the altar.
Woo!
I can't.
It seems like he's really trying to. He don't want to break her heart at the altar is what he's trying to say. Imagine her at the
okay.
T-Rex running out of there.
Man, just full on
going through it.
Full on victim time.
The other day with the rest of the guys and the rest of the couples, you've said it like literally three times since then. About Amy and Johnny
being
the strongest couple.
And I said it because we were working for
so what the fuck is up with him worried about these other couples like this?
That sounds the weakest take.
Yes.
And the weakest
like, so what? If
they are the strongest couple.
Yes. They're going to be stronger couples than you and weaker couples. That's how comparisons work.
Exakt. Och det kan ju skifta över tid. Det är bara för att ni är liksom inte det
strongest. Work to be the strongest.
Så det här är hans... Det här är också bara så här... The
fuck you talking
some
about,
young
bro?
Person shit. Att oroa sig över att hon sa att något annat couple var the strongest. Guess what? De är the strongest.
Or maybe he's reaching for some shit to complain about.
Men han har ju en massa andra mer valid points.
Very much. Men, this is the least of his worries. Oh. The fact that you're not the strongest couple. How about that? She's a...
You
need
just
some
sit here and
deep
tell me
therapy.
That you're not going. Like, you're set. I'm not going, right? Am I getting that...
She got like, I gotta pick my freak out.
I'm set on not going.
Why did you propose to me? I feel like you weren't even trying to get married.
What?
Trying to get married.
I did not expect this right now. We were just picking our songs for walking into the fucking reception. Are you kidding me?
She makes these grand statements,
like
bro.
We had the best day today. Why didn't you tell me then? Why did you waste my time coming here? Because you just wanted to do this?
The only opportunity is to tell you when I feel it.
I feel like you've known you were going to say no this entire time. And you just...
such grand, she makes such grand statements, man.
Men, jag håller med. Hon make grand statements och så här, you never, vi vill aldrig gifta oss och så vidare. Men det är ju, jag måste säga att det är lite skumt. Han menar att jag kan bara säga det när jag känner det. Men menar, ni har ju tillbringat, som sagt, hela dagen på det nöjesfältet tillsammans. Like, what's the point of att göra det? Han vet ju vad han känner innan den här dejten.
But it could be, you know what, I think also, when he let her speak, like, I think he wanted some accountability. I think he was looking for some type of lifeline from her. And it doesn't, and with her talking about the ups and downs and all that shit that she was saying, I feel like he was like, man, I can't get this from her. I'm not gonna get where she's like, you know what, I've been tripping. I'm sorry. I think the main thing too, he's gonna get into it more. I'm sorry. I was wilding and I put your friend's info out there. That might, they don't know if it's gonna air, but like that might get put out there. I'm sorry. I was wilding. That stuff is not gonna happen. She's never said anything like that.
Nah.
She's like, we're gonna have some, I'm fighting. We're gonna have some shit and I need you to tell me you love me. So maybe that's what it was. Is he's been waiting on her to do it and he realizes it ain't gonna happen. I don't know. Best case for him.
You told me 2 weeks ago that you thought that I didn't love you.
Right, and shit like that.
Step back and said, I'm willing to try because I love you that much.
Like, I love you.
I love you too.
When you know, I do love you. But you're saying like,
I love you. But
no.
I'm not saying I don't, I'm
That's
saying,
what it sounds like.
I'm not saying that it's,
I'm saying words.
I love you. I think the world of you. I was so optimistic when I started this process that if I put myself out there, I would find my person. That led me to you. That's the greatest thing I've ever done single-handedly. It was hard, but it was the greatest thing I've ever done. And before that damn argument, I was so set.
Oh gosh, Kate, before you lied to me, before you did this clingy, before you did everything to me that I've gone through the ringer for you, I'm like walking on eggshells with you. I can't tell you things that hurt my feelings because you get so upset.
Like what?
She just got shocked.
Like, you're so set on not going.
Look, she like never answers. Nej, never. Anytime he does something to call her out.
They had a special move. It was like, okay, on to the next one.
She got to reset.
Let's keep him moving.
How did, like, oh man. This is like when he said, I told you I loved you 3 times. And he detailed it. And then she just like wipes that information clean, reset. Complain, reset, complain. She did it right there. This isn't her at her worst. To me, this is her at one of her most stable. This conflict here, but it's,
saying
it's
a lot.
Yeah, exactly. It's still like they don't need to be together, and she doesn't understand it. Nah. I feel like he understands it. I think he really tried, and it's just like this ain't.
Men det enda som det enda jag studsar på, det är, för han säger okej, okay, så det är 2 veckor som har gått sedan det där stora bråket där hon sa att hon inte trodde att han älskade henne. Han sa det nyss.
Yeah.
2 weeks
I'm
ago.
I'm trying to think, like,
you told me you didn't think I loved you.
Was that at the, that was at the resort, right?
Nej, det var när de hade kommit tillbaka. Det var när de hade kommit
was
tillbaka.
Was it right back? Okay.
Så, det känns bara som att det finns ample opportunity här mellan att han kan säga det här till henne att it's not gonna work out.
Yeah, that's
true. Så det är det enda jag tycker är lite skumt här är the timeline och valet att göra det på det här så här middagen nu efter den här jättebra dejten. Det känns bara skumt.
Timing. You don't produce that something.
Jo, säkert. Men det är bara, det blir bara lite weird looking, tycker jag.
Yeah.
Men,
or cowardly.
Sen tycker jag att,
where you don't want to take on that conflict until less cameras are there.
Gosh.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe just like, all right, you know, I'm going to do this shit on. So people know why we're not going to the altar.
Maybe. Men sen så de här poängen när han lyfter om att hon broke his trust. Det är ju starka poänger. Och det är en stor grej. Och jag menar, han har ju... Det som jag inte heller riktigt köper som han håller på med, det är så här, när han säger, han ordbajsar ganska mycket. Det är mycket så här, I think the world of you.
Yeah, I love you with all my heart.
Att the greatest som jag någonsin har gjort.
Man bara,
is
relax.
It though?
Yeah, these are big alltså, words too.
Man tänker själv, hade man träffat någon tjej som man, så här, man såg potential med, men sen så visade det sig att hon är batshit crazy.
Yes.
Då hade man ju inte sagt att, att träffa dig var det bästa jag gjort.
No, clearly like, it wasn't. I wish I wouldn't have fallen for you in the past because this has been a horrible experience. I've been trying to, my friends fucking, our secret has been exposed. My friend is now vulnerable to some her future relationships being compromised because of your ass, and I asked you not to do that shit. This is the worst thing that's ever happened to me. That's what he should be saying.
So det är lite ordbajseri from this guy.
Absolutely. Yeah, man. He's not. Yeah, we're not removing any responsibility from him.
It's not okay. Well, you're condensing it down to one argument, but it's like five or six really big issues that like really hit home and hurt my feelings. I told you out of confidence about one of my friends that I had a prior relationship with. You threw that in my fucking face. You disrespected her. You disrespected me.
So just because I brought that up,
just because
you still talking. No, I need to interfere with that.
Oh, fuck what you said,
Oscar Alberita.
Because you guys text and you call all day. So someone that you slept with that made me uncomfortable. I get that you told me in confidence to protect your reputation, but it made me feel a certain type of way. So that's unfair.
Protect your reputation.
Unfair.
Okay.
So that was
less recent than your ex-boyfriend that you still hang out with.
I don't hang out.
Remember she was saying bestie?
No, I do not.
The
do
first night that we got engaged and we got our phones back, you FaceTimed her.
I said we have a mutual friendship. And I don't see him, I don't text him, I don't call him every day. That
Yo, when they were all together, she was talking about how he's her best friend. Oh. That's why she thinks it's cool that he's got lady best friends. Remember that shit?
So which one is it?
Yes.
Which one is it?
Whichever one fits the narrative at the time.
Oh, precis. Det är ju det.
Run, Jimmy, run. We've been saying it. The producer's been saying it.
No, I'm interfering right now, John. I'm asking Alberita.
Yes, I'm cutting you off, bitch. Yeah.
You just, like, continue to spur things out that, like, I'm embarrassed of. And
yes, I did bring it up. Did I apologize for bringing it up in the way I did? Yes, kinda. I did. Okay. And I'm really sorry that I brought it up on cameras when you asked me not to protect your reputation, but it was my feelings.
Reputation?
I wanted to marry to you and I needed to
my reputation. I don't care about it. It's hers that I care about. That's messed up for any future guy that she has anything with or anything she
I get it.
I'm sorry.
I
told you guys had a little secret, little love triangle.
What an asshole.
Like, that makes me reluctant to tell you things, and that's a true problem.
And that's what you keep bringing up. So keep going. What else do I do that you can't see yourself marrying me for?
My
all I'm saying is that night was such a big step back that I can't fathom marrying you after that. I tried.
You know what I mean?
Can't fathom marrying you after that.
Och det är nu jag menar med att det är skumt. Han sitter där och frågar henne innan. Hur ska vi göra med giftermålet? Vad tycker du? Men du känner ju, du vet ju med att du känner att du can't fathom marrying you.
But she could have said some stuff that would have turned him, I think. I think he was trying to give her a laugh.
Inte om man inte kan fathom it.
Okay. But man,
sway hans
but I mean, I think the way that she's acting now, he wanted one thing from her. She gave him basically the opposite. I'm thinking, if he's like, all right, this last chance, what are you thinking? And she says some shit like, ups and downs, I'm willing to be with you, blah, 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 but doesn't take any accountability for what she did. And then he's like, been waiting on something, some last thing to grasp onto. Mm. And then he's like, shit, you know what? Done. Nah, men then they start arguing.
Jag tror inte det, för jag tror så
här. Yeah, you could be right. I'm reaching.
Jag köper att han har gett ett ärligt försök efter det där stora bråket.
Yeah.
Men han har ju redan fått sitt svar under de här två veckorna.
Yeah.
Har ju hon haft tid att visa på att hon verkligen är ledsen för det där hon gjorde. Och att ändra her ways och så vidare. Han har ju fått sitt svar. Jag tror inte att det skulle vara i den här middagen som han väntar på att få det där svaret. Han vet ju redan att han can't fathom marrying her.
So lead with
so
that.
So what are we doing? Yeah, varför håller vi på?
Yeah. That's true. Lead with that. I tried to help you, Jimmy. You did it wrong. He tried, and he's trying his best to be the good guy. You could tell he does care about his quote-unquote reputation, even though I think she's just dismissing the friendship.
Oh.
Because of the sex, which is, I understand that being hard to do too.
Hello, what up?
To be with this guy who's best friends with somebody that he used to fuck. I can understand that being an issue, especially for somebody with trust issues like she has.
Oh, jo, det kan vara svårt, but you know what it was. Du vet väl det redan.
Yeah.
Och du är vän med ditt ex också. So
yes.
Liksom,
och vi and don't alla play that down when it's time and play it up when it's time.
Yeah. Och vi är liksom inte 17 år längre. Vi är vuxna människor. Folk liksom.
We'd be fucking. We'd be fucking as humans, man. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
Oh, ja, men det här grejen leder ju till att de essentially gör slut. Jag blev lite förvånad av att de inte kom klippte tillbaka
too,
till dem under hela programmet sen. Utan det här är det sista man får se. Vi kommer ju få se dem in the reunion säkert, men
I can't wait.
Här tar det ju helt plötsligt slut mellan de här två personerna. Och det borde ju ha tagit slut weeks ago. Let's be clear.
Just want to see this side. the side profile of the car.
Damn, alltså folk är, det, det har varit mycket
större. How'd you feel about it? Did you feel like, damn, I'm gonna miss them?
Nej, alltså jag kommer inte sakna den här
bruden. I was so surprised. But you know what? Also, it's better than, you know it's not gonna work. You went to this theme park. That sucks enough.
Mm.
Don't go to the altar if you know it's not gonna be, you know.
Absolutely.
Which is what people say. You let me get dressed up and bring my family here.
Absolutely, det är way better. Men den här, ja, vilken poor showing. Det här är ju min mardröm, är att obviously vara med på en reality show som jag aldrig skulle vara. Men om, om man är med på en reality show och man bara så här får, alltså du vet, om man bara make an ass av en själv.
För you mean Chelsea?
Ja,
okay.
Alltså det är inte som att vilken snubbe kollar på det här och bara, I want to date her.
I want that.
Alltså så här, och jag säger inte att, liksom hennes värde står och faller med om killar vill dejta henne. Det är inte det jag säger. Men jag menar bara att överlag, att vara med på ett program och alla kommer, alla som har sett, majoriteten som har sett det här programmet kommer därifrån och tänker, man, what a piece of work. Det vill man ju inte ha. Det vill man inte. Så det känns bara som en mardröm. Och
wouldn't be surprised if she doesn't show up to. No, I would be surprised.
Det var, jo, men hon är ute på TikTok. Hon är ute på TikTok mycket, och hennes hela positionering, vilket jag tror är det enda hon kan göra, det är ju bara att så här, hon har haft massive amounts of therapy sen det här, att hon har liksom, så fort hon kom ut ur det här gick, började hon i terapi, och nu är hon en annan typ av, nu är hon en annan människa liksom. För hon sa det, jag såg att hon hade lagt upp någonting om att så här, fatta att du har nu gjort värsta jobbet med dig själv, och precis när du är klar med jobbet, när du känner att nu har jag liksom lagt det där bakom mig, då måste du relive allt det, hur kaff du var. Så det är så hon försöker spinna det, och det kanske är sant, men det är mycket, hon blir ju bara slammed för, inte bara Megan Fox-grejen, det var ju så det började. Och jag har sett mycket, det kan inte vara kul alltså, jag vet att, du vet, för oss, när vi sitter och clownar de här människorna, det här är ju amerikaner, de sitter på andra sidan jorden, de kommer inte se vad vi säger, så där känns det ju lugnt. Men när det är på typ TikTok och Instagram och folk lägger upp och hånar, vissa av de här grejerna kommer de ju att se. Och like, it can't be...
Mm-mm.
Jag skiter i hur hårdhudad du är. It can't be funny alltså. Jag såg något klipp när de jämförde, du vet, det här med henne och Megan Fox. Och de bara, men hon är ganska lik. Och sen så var det någon som gjorde bara Photoshop och bara photoshopade typ... gjorde Megan Fox way uglier. Och då bara, see... Och man bara, damn, det var brutalt.
Yeah,
och
en annan, or the SpongeBob character.
Och en annan såg jag som var där de bara, jo, men hon är lik. Och då tog de Megan... det är fucked up. De tog Megan Fox typ ögonbryn, tror till och med näsa och kanske läppar. Nej, de tog den här tjejens läppar och sånt. Nej, förlåt. De tog Megan Fox ögonbryn, läppar, näsa. Och så klippte de bort det och la på Jay Leno's ansiktsform. Och då bara, se. Och då såg det, it kind of looked like Megan Coyote. Och man bara, jag skrattade, but it's fucked up.
Alltså, and she might have seen it.
Ja, alltså det var, folk är brutala.
Yeah, man, people don't give a fuck, man.
Och det är det här man måste veta. Det är därför, det är en av anledningarna till att jag inte skulle göra det. People be tearing you up. Så you gotta be ready. Du måste vara redo för den.
And you probably have to be accessible.
No.
To keep the show. You know what I mean?
Mm.
That was probably so, oof. Damn. Yeah. That was the end of Chelsea. A villain has passed.
The villain
is removed from my life.
Och vi kommer till en annan villain.
What? All the villains are gone, man.
Nah.
You talking about Laura?
I'm talking about Clay, man. Clay.
Stand up dude, man.
Jag blev besviken på Clay.
He's trying to do right.
Jag blev besviken på Clay alltså. Vi kommer snacka om Clay nu. Det är mycket i avsnittet som fokuserar på Clay och AD. Yeah.
They were the stars of the show.
Och jag har ju flippat mer på kring honom än du. För det känns som att du alltid varit mer som att du ser hans upside.
Mm.
Jag har flippat mer mellan att så här, man, this dude ain't shit, till att ibland kunna se the upside, till att ibland gå tillbaka och känna this dude ain't shit.
Mm.
Men nu mot slutet så var det ändå som att så här, jag hoppas. I'm rooting for the guy.
Yeah.
You're rooting for them.
Wish I had the soundboard. Yeah.
Och bara så här, som jag tror jag sa vid något avsnitt. Jag tror, och det här är inte kvinnors roll. De ska inte behöva hålla på och styra upp män.
Yeah.
Men med det sagt så tror jag att han hade blivit uppstyrd av AD på ett jättebra sätt. Alltså jag tror att han skulle utvecklas mycket av att vara med henne. Han behöver någon som henne. Och jag hoppades, och hon verkade ju fine med att ha den rollen för honom. Kommer du ihåg, alltså, hur många gånger har inte hon typ lärt honom om saker? Så att, jag tänkte bara såhär, vad ska han hitta som är bättre än AD här?
Nothing. And not realizing that just shows how, like, ignorant he... I don't know, man. He was a basic dude, like, in every aspect. And she brought him along farther than, obviously, anybody had brought him before. And he was getting challenged by the whole process. Mm-hmm. He seemed like the type of person that this experiment could be good for, considering what he's been through and what he thinks relationships are and his general distrust in a relationship and a marriage. Like, why go on the show?
Det är som är grejen. Det är allt det där är fine med hans bakgrund. Att inte liksom fatta hur relationer funkar. Att inte förstå the timeline. Varför vi måste gifta oss så snabbt. Allt det där är fine om du inte är on the goddamn show.
Yeah.
För att du vet vad det här är för program.
Mm-hmm.
Och jag skiter i det. För jag kommer ihåg att det var något tillfälle när han snackade om att han hade inte sett det här programmet innan och... Men at some point så är det någon producer eller någon, du får en blankett, du får någon typ av info där de förklarar reglerna för programmet.
Mm.
I promise you att det måste vara så det går till.
And he had to sign a contract and he seems like the type of person that reads contracts.
Så även om du inte har varit med, du visste inte vad det var för program, låt säga.
Yeah.
Du känner inte att du är redo för att get married. Om du får den där informationen at some point så vet du att okej. Okay, poängen är att jag ska gifta mig på typ en månad.
Yeah.
Och då är man den normala.
Am I with this or am I not?
Precis.
Yeah. Men, but he said he's with it. He said he'd fall in love. And here we go.
At this point.
So, oh yeah, the bachelor parties. You, we got two couples left.
Ja. Vi just skippade vi. Men alltså, the bachelor party.
Let's skip the bachelor.
The bachelor party såg fett tråkig ut. Man. Alltså, some sad shit.
Yes, they always do, but this seems sadder. They lost one that they thought was probably going to be there. Jimmy, life of the party. And and then all we got is Amy and Johnny and AD and Clay. And they're kind of...
Men tjejerna i alla fall verkade ju fucka ur lite grann. De gjorde det bästa av situationen. Men snubbarna var this about some boring ass time.
Did the ladies make you feel old?
Ja, lite grann.
Right, stop feeling old. When you just like stop hanging like that.
Men
they're sticking their tongue. Not doing anything, and I'm just like, hey, girl, put your tongue back in your mouth. What's wrong with you?
Nej, men det är så sadigt. Och jag stämmer ganska mycket på Clays två polare, fucking twins.
John and John.
Ta av dig fucking glasögon. Alltså, don't say so,
ugly ass glasses.
De ser ut som såna jävla så här hipsters. Jag har sett så många såna där. När man har varit typ. I
Brooklyn, they went to Brooklyn on a trip to New York City.
När jag var på den här Everyday People-festen i New York med fullt av så här, svarta hipsters. Everybody looking like that.
The blurreds. Hipsters and blurreds.
Så jag bara stödde mig på deras crew och
Black nerds for y'all out there that don't know about the blurreds. They don't mind playing a little video game. Oh, World of Warcraft. Look at her mom ain't look more cracky all season,
don't
bro.
Don't start.
Vi konstaterade ju sist. Det här är alltså AD. Nu är det AD och hennes, liksom vad man nu kallar det. Innan hon ska walk down the aisle så sitter hon där med sina systrar och nieces och allt vad det är. Och mamman kommer in. Och vi konstaterade i förra avsnittet att vi älskade hennes mamma.
Yeah.
All hennes wisdom. All hennes liksom outlook on life.
Yeah.
Men hon har en... crackheady aura, right?
Yes,
she's hit the pipe.
She's
once.
Hit the pipe,
right? At least once.
She's been hit with the pipe.
Now, I don't know what it is. Nothing in
crop. It's the grill.
Oh,
it's the grill. No. I do not know if her mom has full teeth in the front.
And
that's
aura.
A very crack related byproduct. Oh. It's the front teeth being fucked up where that pipe was hitting. She looked like
we keeping it real.
Keeping it real, man. I would have got grills. I would have got something. I would have got some dental work, veneers. But she was very supportive.
Väldigt, hon var verkligen skithärlig person.
You look good. It's happening.
This bothered me a bit too.
You want the focus?
I don't know. It bothers me. My mother does this too.
What?
The focus on it probably feels stupid, but the focus of on appearance so much, like the first adjective they use a lot of times is beautiful, gorgeous, stuff like that, where the value is highest there. And AD is full package, man. Mm. She seems smart. She seems funny. She seems fun, encouraging. You know what I mean? Patient. Mm. All of this stuff comes before gorgeous, beautiful, which is all they're throwing at her. Mm. And it's unfortunate. I don't know. It happens in my family, and it bothers me when my mom does that shit too.
Min fru sa att hon tyckte att AD's mammas hade någon Mary J. Blige outfit.
Yeah, she do the dance.
Yeah, in the dancery.
Yeah, come have a seat.
In the dancery.
You met someone.
Who did you meet?
Clay's mom.
Oof. Wow.
Did we not have a good time?
She looked like she rode in on a broom.
Two piece in a dance. Yes, I know he did.
Yes.
I know he did.
The Wicked Witch of the West Side.
I told you.
That's a good woman to. That's great who woman. I would have picked to be Destiny your mother-in-law. I would have picked her. Nothing less than that. I would have picked her because she was real.
Don't try to hide him.
The way that she talked about you.
Mm.
Clearly, I already knew that, but the way that she talked about you.
Mm.
Yeah, man.
Det är beautiful. Fin moment mellan de här två svarta mammorna som
as they getting the hair done and stuff. Oh, it's a beautiful scene.
Som båda är fantastiska kvinnor. Vi kommer prata om Clays mamma senare. Men fatta den grejen, det är ändå mäktigt att kunna ha två såna bra figurer liksom, som båda stöttar relationen så här mycket. Så wow.
It seems like such a great situation to be going into.
Verkligen.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mamman är absolut inte lik AD. Jag hade velat se, nu AD's pappa är ju död, men det hade varit kul att se. Det känns som att hon har fått...
And the sisters, I have a... They might have the same... I was wondering that. We're talking about that. Maybe they... Because none of them look like the mom. Maybe they're her half-sisters. Mm-hmm. Like on from the dead side, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking that might be a thing.
Men ja, det är mycket här som låter bra på pappret och som låter som att det skulle vara en bra grej. AD fortsätter hänga, eller jag menar Clay fortsätter hänga med sina snubbar och det är bara en liten rolig grej som de har med. Det var typiskt att så här, då är tjejerna de sitter där och dricker lite champagne eller bubbel. Männen ska ha så här, cigarrer och whisky. Och, det var... I happen to like whiskey, men inte just cigarrer är inte min grej. Men det är bara så, det är kul när det ska vara så himla så här.
Yeah, stereotypical and yeah.
Och här pratar, här säger Clay någonting som jag undrar om du någonsin har tänkt på.
So, yeah, AD makes me feel like a man's man. And I could lead her in battle of this game called life.
Hur många gånger har du tänkt så kring din fru och din relation? Brukar du tänka så, I can lead Sandra in battle?
Oh yeah. Mm. Yeah man, she's a, hell no man, I never thought no dumb shit like that. He just, what is he talking about? I feel like he just be talking. A little bit like Jimmy. Mm. Just saying words, man. Like, you don't have to talk, bro. You don't have to sound deep. Like,
what about that? She makes me feel like a man's man. What does that mean?
It means nothing. It's a word salad of nothing.
För om du sätter värde att kunna känna dig som en man's man. Den känslan ska
väl
komma i så fall. Om du tycker att det är viktigt. Mm. Den känslan ska väl komma inifrån dig själv. Mm. Snarare än att en kvinna ska få dig att känna dig
exactly.
som en man.
Exactly, it sounds the opposite of manly.
I don't get it.
Like the weaker gender, according to the man's man. Mm. The weaker gender makes me, validates my manliness.
Ja.
It's like, come on man.
Det verkar skumt. Och sen det här med liksom lead, det här med hela tiden lead
the Bible,
och submitting och leader, men också leader into battle. What? What battle?
The battle against Satan.
Battle of life.
See, you and your wife are gonna lose the battle.
Oh.
Because you ain't leading her right.
I'm not leading her into
You're
battle.
You're not leading her to the battle against Satan and temptation, and that's what he's talking about, temptation. I'm gonna cheat.
Nu hörni, så... Det här kommer, vi kommer spendera en chunk av avsnittet med att prata om this next guy. Clay's motherfucking daddy.
I swear my dad was on TV.
Det här, ja, det,
I swear this nigga is my dad. This ridiculous nigga.
Let's go.
It looks like some doubt in his face at all times.
I
want to
give you something.
Okay.
This was my grandmother's, and she gave it to my mother. My mother gave it to me.
This nigga gave her a part of like a necklace for the wedding dress.
What a delicate little thing.
It is her.
This is beautiful too, man.
Necklace that she had.
Wow.
And
yeah. Yep. Beautiful.
It's so cute.
That's really nice.
Thank you.
That girl that said wow had really nice makeup on. They did a look at all the makeup. Mm-hmm. They had a killer squad doing makeup.
No, here he is.
There you go. What's up, Trevor? I thought he was gonna have an accent.
That's what I'm saying. I hope it's
the Guyanese.
Dad.
He Guyanese streets. He is a Guyanese streets.
What's up, baby?
What's up, baby? That's my dad, man.
Yeah, you're looking good, man. I appreciate it, man.
God damn, dad.
It's that, this guy, he gave nothing to Clay. So empty. Yeah, this thing is so empty.
Yeah, you told me green.
Yeah, I like that. Damn.
You know.
And Clay's giving everything.
If you have the hands before you pull that up.
Okay.
Go ahead, put your hands in.
Clay's giving his dad all types of motivation. Mm-hmm.
You're looking good.
Yeah, confirmation. Mm-hmm. He's giving him all of the things that you want to give in a relationship, and he receives zero back from his father.
Nej, men det som är intressant i den här, och det här är, det finns det här, mycket av det här, det hits home även för mig, fast av andra anledningar. Men hur deras relation är, och Clay säger vid ett tillfälle efter deras samtal här att wow, det här var det mesta vi har pratat, det djupaste vi någonsin har pratat, var liksom det här samtalet on the show. Och det här känns ju väldigt beräknande från hans farsa, att han vill att han är på tv, nu ska han försöka ha det första djupa samtalet med sin son och ge lite goda råd. Like now? Dude, det fanns snart 30 bass liksom. Nu ska du ha det on TV för att the cameras are shown?
Nigga ain't shit.
Ja. Nej, det där såg jag igenom snabbt.
Yeah, like man. And we'll see. Keep going. Play the scene, because it's so much here, man.
Evenly.
Nice.
Yes, sir. How you feeling?
Feeling good, man.
Good.
And you know, I got your watch. I'm gonna put that on once right in a moment.
That's what's up.
I can't believe this suit is too clean.
He still hasn't told Clay that he looks nice.
Well, again, sharp, man.
Well, I appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
So Clay, you know what I was laughing at?
What?
Before you got into track and field, right?
Yeah.
When I took you out running, the first time I beat you, right?
Yeah.
I'm talking all this stuff, you know what I mean?
I got a little accent.
You gotta do this, you gotta do that, right? And then one day you beat me so bad. You were waiting for me. I couldn't believe it.
I felt good, like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, dang, I must be getting better, or dad's out of shape.
I wasn't out of shape.
I'm not out of shape now.
You were just, you know what I mean?
Another level.
You took
that
your
time.
Thing to another level.
Yeah.
Because track was always my thing.
Yeah.
You know, high school, All-American, college.
This nigga is the worst.
Yeah.
United States Olympic teams.
Yeah.
I came as close as the Melrose games, and I pulled that hamstring.
Yeah.
Gotta have an injury.
Outside of that, I was just, me personally,
it's all about him, man.
Vicariously through you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? I just wanted you to get to where
the highest I could get to. Yeah.
Let me tell you.
We got there.
We got there, man.
Yeah.
I couldn't be more proud. It's every father's dream, you know, to have kids that are successful.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even have to say anything about you.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
But you know, I got to tell you this, okay? A lot of what I was sharing with you guys. Mm.
Ah, this is so my dad, man.
I didn't get from my father.
Yeah.
Because my father wasn't, I mean, he wasn't
present.
He wasn't present. Mm-hmm. You know, he was doing his own thing. Your grandmother was present.
Yeah, yeah.
She was there. Even though I've never seen any other man but my father, right? He came into the house. He was just like, you know, he was in his own world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They weren't bothered.
But for me, here's what your grandmother always said to me.
Mm.
Treat your wife well. Be good to your kids.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't have to tell me to be good to my kids.
Yeah.
But I didn't treat my wife well either. He did none of it.
You know, when it comes to right and wrong.
Yeah.
A lot of times, people think, or a lot of times, some of these dudes think that them being there is enough.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not it, man. There's present fathers that are bad fathers
that
give less than fathers who aren't as physically present. Like some people might have road jobs or, you know, doing stuff like that, trying to provide for the families that feel is necessary, but they're still giving the things that we need as the children. And there's a lot of dads that think they did it just by keeping in contact.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot, if you sometimes you in contact and you are doing a detriment to your child, as we see in this situation, where this dude is giving nothing to his son, and he's obviously kind of on the, I don't know, narcissist spectrum or something like that, making all of these things about himself. I see so much of my dad in that, where they what's it called, revisionist history, where he's talking about all of the things that he gave, and my dad does that every time. It's almost like he knows he fucked up. And when people are around, he's got to, we all have to play this game of pretending that you were a good father to me. But people who are actually close to me know how disappointed I am.
Mm.
Like, if we're close, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If me and Bash have a good relationship, if he grows up, I'm going to know if he feels like he didn't get what he needed from me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to have this close relationship to him. The fact that you don't know that shows how far away from your son that you are.
Verkligen. Men alltså 100% och även faktumet att det här samtalet sker först nu, vilket är det som Clayson säger. Att de inte har haft ens i närheten av det här samtalet förrän nu. Det säger a lot i min bok. Och det,
om you man know what he knew about?
What?
That he almost went to the Olympics and he tore his hamstring.
If it wasn't for that hamstring.
Well, for the hammy.
Ja. Det känns mycket som är beräknat in this guy. Och,
piece of shit.
It doesn't matter if everybody else is like in your ear telling you, oh, do this, do that.
Mm.
You got to trust yourself.
Yeah. Me and my dad haven't really had too much deep conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Like in terms of words, that was the most important to me my whole life.
My whole life.
To my mom for 25 years. My dad used to take me with him when he used to cheat on my mom.
And he keeps saying this shit.
I want to know, were you in love the whole time? You know, because I've seen him from a different perspective and there's a gray area when it comes to marriage, and I'm just so big on that gray area, and I just don't hear too many men articulate that gray area. A couple hours, man, it's gonna be the big stage.
What? I wonder if he asks that, because a lot of it, and I speak from experience here, you're scared to confront that shit,
of course.
You're scared to confront. My dad did some horrible things that I finally got the courage to try to confront him, but he skipped out on it and ghosted me when I did try to have a conversation with him. He got the news. And then ghosted me. But it's a scary thing to try to take this person that's been your hero and has successfully convinced you that he was a great guy.
Yeah.
If only for one from my hamstring and your mom being an asshole or blah, 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 you know, then you could have had the best of me and all of that shit. So you don't want to confront that shit. And you can see it in Clay too, man.
Men det här är ju det, det här är också det kan få, för att liksom, ja, det är, ingen är perfekt. Alla kan fucka upp på olika sätt. Men det känns som att det han skulle behöva göra är ju att den här Clay, det här är sad för att han är 30 år gammal och han fortfarande håller på att fundera på den här frågan. Det här är the, in terms of words, that was the most my dad has poured into me my whole life. Det är pretty sad. Och att han undrar fortfarande, när dad was out cheating, did he still love my mom? Det är liksom en valid fråga att fundera kring.
Yeah.
Det hade ju hans farsa kunnat förklara för honom years ago.
Yep.
Kring hur, varför hände det som det blev, varför gick det till så där.
Yep.
Men det har han bara duckat, det ansvaret liksom.
Of course, man, because it's a wart. They don't want to delve into the warts. They want to talk about how they made you great. How if it weren't for me, you wouldn't be as good as you are, which is what was kind of the thing my dad did. Anything negative, your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Anything positive, of course, you're my son.
Jag har som sagt, jag vill inte säga too much för att jag, till skillnad från dig, du har din familj där borta. De lyssnar inte på den här podden.
Oh, yeah.
I have some, jag har saker att säga på det här som jag inte vill säga öppet. Okay. Men absolut, det där jag kan känna igen är att grejen är att ta cred för saker som man bara, you mean to tell me that was you? That wasn't you. Exactly. That was not you.
Yeah,
men okej. Precis. Som sagt, det hit home. Jag tycker det är sorgligt hela det där samtalet.
I was all teary-eyed in the living room, man, seeing this shit, man. Just this broken guy, man. These two extremely broken people in this season. Chelsea and Clay.
Mm.
That we watched them just destroy potentially great relationships for themselves by just needing intense growth and therapy and stuff.
Det som, så här då, nu spelar vi fram tills hennes walkout. Vad trodde du här? Vad trodde du skulle hända här?
I thought she was gonna walk out. Everybody's gonna be, it was gonna be great, and they're gonna say yes and get married and all this stuff. I thought we're gonna get two happy endings. But I did, the order of it made me think, But it was also like, it's kind of obvious that Amy and Johnny are going to be.
Precis,
yes.
Yeah, the order, det var någonting som hit me också, att så, samtidigt det är ju bara två couples, och jag menar, någon måste vara först. Jag trodde att vi skulle få två ja.
Yeah.
För jag trodde att det skulle vara en sån positiv grej för Clays liksom, resa som man har varit på.
Mm.
Att så här, du har varit på den här resan och nu finally you take the leap för att allt du har lärt dig.
Yeah. Yes. It seemed like a good bow on the story.
Men nu när man vet vad han tänker och vad hans beslut är, hans beteende här, alltså det här är ett av de största mysterierna med this fucking show. Hur är, kolla hur han ser ut. Han ser så relaxed ut.
Mm.
Och han kanske är relaxed för att han har beslutat sig för att säga nej. I don't know. Men
no.
Också hur han hade någon som han, jag tror att det är ADs mamma som säger någonting till honom. Och han bara, do I look good? Do I look like a husband? Varför skulle man någonsin säga, do I look like a husband? När du vet att du kommer säga nej. Jag tycker det är så här psycho behavior. Typ.
Yeah, that's true.
Varför skulle man säga så?
I didn't think it, yeah.
Och här skulle jag vet inte, tänk dig själv. Och jag vet inte.
I wouldn't look anybody in the eye.
Nej, alltså man skulle ju känna sig som en fucking hund här. Yeah. Om man bara såhär.
I'm not saying yes. I mean, once I did look in the eyes, I'm like, well, I guess I gotta see. I'm not gonna let these people. I'm also, I'm a showman too. We gotta make the crowd happy, man. Ain't no coming from me if we go all this far.
Listen, vi säger ja, vi är slut om 2 veckor. Nej, inte så. Men alltså.
Hey, it's better than this. It's better than this.
Men om du, så min poäng är bara så, om du nu ska säga nej, okej. Okay. Då fattar jag inte hur hans hela demeanor här tycker jag är jätteskum.
Yeah. She look fantastic, man.
Mm, she does.
A little too much leg. That slit came a little too much leg.
Not to me. Man,
you däremot, you little slut.
Däremot.
I don't mean her. I was talking about Amat.
You say what you said. Däremot, först säger du too much leg och sen så bara you slut.
I know,
oh,
I saw how that sound.
Du sa förut att hon skulle stop with the tongue. Look at you, man.
I'm a slut shame or something, man.
Verkligen.
Oh,
nej,
man.
Det enda som är too much är fortfarande. Även om det känns som att de har gett en better quality av ögonfransar. Det var det med Cruz i alla fall.
Yes.
Så, de är fortfarande too long. Like, why? Det finns något klipp här sen när hon är efter när hon har blivit dumpad och hon tar av sig Oh, but she looks way better. Yeah. About way better.
One of them was hanging off when he later when in, at the altar.
Mm-hmm.
It's just hanging on like the what's the movie with Sylvester Stallone? Like the end of Cliffhanger. Ah!
Old ass reference.
I'm old, man. Who's that albino dude? Is that a just? Who friend is this? Look at it, just cracking up. Look up Cat Williams. I told Sandra that dude was wearing a quilt.
Who?
It's okay.
In the crowd.
You worked for
with the hat on.
Okay.
Who? Who was? She was saying it's okay. Clay's mom was saying
saw
it's okay.
Till AD's mom.
Man.
Det är beautiful. Det shit is beautiful.
It's black love.
Ja, och det är två unga. Jag sa det till min fru också. Att, men har vi fått ett så här, black couple förut? Och då sa hon, jo men vi fick ju, vad heter han?
The sex tape couple.
Ja, precis. Brandon eller yeah. Brandon and eller Tiffany. Whatever. Och Tiffany. Och de kändes ju också, det var ju också ett black couple obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Men de här känns, det är också att de är yngre tror jag.
Mm-hmm.
Det var fint att se ett ungt svart par som it's kind of rare att se på TV på det här sättet.
And with the story of the Phoenix rise from the ashes type of story, like these two people who came and worked their way up, they're both entrepreneurs and all this stuff, they both seem successful with what they're doing, and then they came from like these broken homes and all this stuff. It just like seemed like next step, pass on to the next beautiful thing. You feel good.
Och som John, nu du ställde frågan, vad var det hon sa där? Och liksom, det är alltså AD's mamma som är, ser ut att ha en breakdown. Eller hon är väldigt berörd bara. Liksom, gråter och är på väg att liksom lose it lite. Men på ett bra sätt. Men ni fattar vad jag menar. Och då så säger Clay's mamma, så, it's okay. Mm-hmm. This is what we worked for.
Okay.
Och sen så säger, gör den andra mamman tillbaka. Så hjärtat är sign. Så de connectar, morsarna connectar ju like, som fan här.
Yeah, man.
Och så står Clay där med sitt jävla grin, about to ruin everything.
I'm gonna punch this dude in the face, man. He get more punchable every second. His sister looked just like him. You saw that?
Okay, body.
Okay, body. You said that at your wedding?
Det är en wild grej. Vi har ju, som vi och Jimmy och The Show har konstaterat, så hon har en great body.
Just stacked.
Men det är bara weird att ja, som du sa innan det här med
talking
att
like, det första like comment,
första komplimangen är bara så här, damn body.
And he said it like he was in an Instagram comment.
Ja, verkligen.
Black Twitter was on up there. Okay, body. Okay. What? You turned into her gay friend all of a sudden?
You okay?
No.
You okay? Cause what I'm about to do to you,
I'm gonna fuck you up.
Oh, you look at you and got that shit on.
He's delusional. He's
look at you, dang.
It's hard. The second time, it's harder to see.
Oh my god.
You okay. You look beautiful.
Thank you.
You're in the chain. You're beautiful.
Got a necklace on that he
gave.
I'd
like to welcome you all to a grand union.
TDJ.
A union of two. A dedication. Many have chosen lifelong partnerships, but today we celebrate yours. Your love, your time, your declaration. Today we celebrate the union of Clay
his mom
and Amber. You chose to get engaged and spend the rest of your lives together based on a deep emotional connection. You fell in love with each other based on who you are in the inside and decided to get married sight unseen.
AD, the whole sight unseen, you already know I was resistant to that.
Very much.
I was telling you, I said, I need to know what you look like before I propose. But you came through, you popped out, I saw you, and I was like, I could work with that.
You know? I need something.
But honestly, AD, I feel as though like I became such a better man dealing with you through this whole process, and I want to thank you for your patience. Because
my next fiance is gonna appreciate this.
A lot to handle, a lot to deal with, and
but less to handle now.
And you know, you just being able to be adaptable with me, navigate through the turbulence. I always said the reason why I love you is the fact that whenever we have an issue, we're able to come back the next day and talk about it and get to another point.
Yo,
I love that fact of it because it's a real.
Like, this is, to me, this is like the reddest of flags right here.
Mm-hmm.
Where we're going, where the entire thing he talked about that he appreciates about her were things that she does for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't speak on a desire to reciprocate that for her.
Nah.
And I feel like that's what you, like, to me, I mean, in my vows, I made sure that, well, I wrote my own vows, and I made sure to talk about wanting
leading
to
her into battle.
Exactly. You were there. You remember. I pulled a sword out and everything. Exactly. No, but in my vows, I made it a point to talk about what I wanted to do for her because I love her so much.
Mm.
And if somebody's not talking about your relationship like that, that's not a good thing, man. And you talking about body first, and you talking about how you wanted to see what she looked like, and then you, it seems like you never took the time to think about what you want to do for her. And it's just, it's a, we always talk about emotional labor and how lopsided it is in heterosexual relationships, emotional labor. And he's just screaming buckets of emotional labor being dumped on this woman for the rest of her life.
Mm. Det är ganska ofta tycker de pratar om att såhär, the thing I love about you är how you love me.
Yeah.
But what? That's not a real thing. Alltså jag menar, det är klart, it's one thing, men det kan inte vara the main thing.
Yeah.
The main thing är att du älskar mig, så därför I love you.
I love how much you love me.
That's a weird thing.
Wow, man, it's just,
that this has been an expedited process. I think me and you have been so authentic. We've had those real uncomfortable conversations.
His mom know, huh?
Where we're at right now.
You think she know?
It's nah, like, I'm so happy that we're here. The mental fortitude that we have to go through.
Talk about
together,
it.
And it just shows that we are a fantastic team.
How long you think the speech really went? This nigga be talking.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta give a shout out to you for just looking out for me, man, for real.
See, it's all about him, man.
This is crazy.
This is crazy.
Clay, honestly, from the moment that we actually really started connecting in the pods, my life has never been the same. You are a safe space for me. You are a home for me. We speak the same language. We love the same things. Mm-hmm. You are beautiful. You are intelligent. I love how raw you are, authentic. How personable and fun you are. Like, I
man, she's like describing him as a person.
Exakt, det här ser vi tvärtom. Liksom, hon berättar vad hon actually gillar med honom. Liksom.
Right.
Inte bara att såhär, you helped me out. Vi bråkade men vi kom över det och you have a nice body.
Yeah, and I wanted to see what you look like and you were good enough.
Oh.
What the fuck, man?
Men hon ger ju ett fint, vi hoppar fram lite bara för att det här tar forever annars. Hon ger ju ett fint tal. Och här tror jag fortfarande it's gonna be yes. Like, it can't be no.
Nah, it can't be. You didn't come all the way here for this shit.
Friend and partner in life. To honor.
Hon har alltså sagt ja nu redan. Det var det vi skippade över.
Yeah.
Love her.
Who cares about that?
From this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poor. In sickness and in health.
Call upon his brother in this area.
His brother?
This has been the
No, you can't.
AD, I love you. I don't think it's responsible for me to say I do.
Nigga, what? This nigga's stupid. He's like, what the fuck is wrong with this?
But I want you to know that
he's laughing.
I'm rocking with you.
I'm rocking with you? What the fuck are you talking about, bro? I'm rocking with you?
Hashtag Deva, this N-word. Hard R.
This
nigga. Laughing also about coming in. Liksom, what are you doing? Rocking with you. Like, we're not talking about...
He's not a serious person.
Nej.
You are not serious people.
Det är, vi snackar ju inte om att bara så här, åh, vill du komma följa med mig hem från klubben?
Yeah.
That's not what the decision is about.
Oh, yeah, or like, you don't get the promotion this time. You know what I'm saying? He said like it's a, like he's a, like turning somebody down for a promotion.
Men han,
and they'll come back to work and keep working towards it until they're ready. That ain't what this is, bro.
Vi lyssnar på vad han säger.
When I still need work, I still need to get to the point where I'm 100%.
Keep developing me.
And I'm not going to have you over here thinking that it's not going to work. I'm going to put the work in.
Nigga, it's not anymore. It's not on your terms anymore. Together.
I don't care what nobody says. I know fully I'm not ready for marriage. And you deserve the best. And if I'm not ready to give that 100%,
you know what she deserves? Not to be told right here.
I'm not ready.
Look at his dad, like, that's my
and
boy.
I appreciate you, and I know that you will fight for me and we'll let it work.
Fight for me. She's like, what?
I can't say yes right now.
He is delusional to think you could do it in that way. Say no. You don't want to do it? Sorry. I'm sorry, everybody. Sorry for wasting y'all time. I can't make myself do it. You've been great, AD, but I can't make my... And our relationship is over. That's how you do it. Not
no, but I know you will keep fighting.
I know
for
you
me.
Just if you just fight harder.
Nej, men det här var sjukt. Det här var wild att säga det så här. Jag var tvungen att pausa.
Yeah, bro.
This motherfucker.
I had to pause anyway because Sandra was walking around in the apartment and shit. So.
Not at this moment.
She was too nervous, man.
Ah, okay. Jag trodde mer att hon skulle gå och säga
det. I mean, yeah, that too. But she was just like, I can't. I think she was doing
låt
it.
Låt mig måla om vardagsrummet right this second. Nej, men det här var wild. Jag tror att han jag vet inte, han underskattar så mycket vad det här nejet betyder. Right. Han, du fattar väl. Och jag, det här kommer igen. Vi har snackat vid några tillfällen tidigare om, jag tror det var i relation till Jessica hette hon väl, som fick ett nej och sen så tog det väldigt illa liksom.
Yeah.
Och det här med så, hur kvinnor inte kan ta ett nej är så bra på att ta ett nej alla gånger. Och jag slänger alltid in som varje gång in det här vet att jag vet att många män inte kan ta ett nej heller och att de till och med kan bli våldsamma. Yeah. We know that. Men jag snackar nog inte om de mest extrema fallen utan normala människor. Och de flesta snubbar har fått nej så fucking många gånger att man så här, whatever. Man
får
upp 50 shots och någon går in och du vet.
Like telemarketing.
Ja. Medan för kvinnor är det kanske väldigt speciellt för så här. Och jag tror bara att få ett nej in this setting. Alltså det innebär ju, tror jag, att hon känner också en viss mått av förnedring att så här, få ett nej på det här sättet. Yeah. Här har jag liksom gått igenom den här processen. Du har friat till mig. Jag har tackat ja. Jag har tagit på mig alla de här fina kläderna. Jag har tagit hit min mamma, mina systrar. Alla här kollar på mig nu när jag ska gå och bli liksom picked av dig. Och du slänger bort mig i den situationen. Han tror att hon ska bara ta så här, ja, okej. Okay. We'll keep working on it.
Yeah.
Han fattar inte. Och att underskatta alla hennes mamma, syrror. They're gonna hate this.
Look how they looking at them. We got them on the screen. Like, look how they looking at you, bro. And you up here like, I know you're gonna fight for me. You fight, we fight together.
det är en sån jävla uppförsbacke som han skapar. Även om hon nu går med på att fortsätta dejta efter. Det är en sån uppförsbacke nu.
And let's not forget. 8 weeks ago. This man, or 7 weeks ago, whatever it was. This man damn near lost his fucking mind. When she mentioned Matthew. You know what I'm saying? And now you... he almost lost his mind. And now you want her to wait for you after you told her no at the altar?
In front of everybody.
In front of everybody? Man.
Ja, nej, det är riktigt... Det som jag inte fattar, han skyller ju mycket av det här. Fast, och det här ska vi note. Han ger två separata stories till varför han gör det här.
Yeah.
Till henne så säger han... att han inte är redo. Han har inte just nu what it takes to be a husband. Men han ska jobba på det. Han ska gå in therapy. Och tar man bara den förklaringen. Då hade han kunnat säga så här. Vi säger ja för att det här är så himla bra. Yeah. I love you som han säger. Vi är sånt bra team. Om allt det där stämmer. Då säger man ja nu. Och kanske det första han kan göra är att gå to therapy ändå.
Yeah.
Och så här, jag ska faktiskt börja jobba på mig själv mycket nu. Fast jag har sagt ja till dig. Men det han sen säger till kamerorna bara, då är det att han inte förstod hennes finances och att han säger att han didn't have that deep love. Det säger han. Det är två helt separata stories.
Yeah.
För om du inte har the deep love, I mean, vad är det vi håller på med då?
He don't know, man.
Nej, men det är som fuckery som han håller på med.
Yeah. The silence. I'm sorry.
sorry.
She's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Look at that. Call up all the women in the audience.
Why, about why does it matter, like, with the time? Why does that matter?
Why does it matter? I'm in my wedding dress.
Här är det, vet du vad? Fucking.
She should have slapped him.
Ja, verkligen.
This is the slap him, throw a drink on him scene in any housewife show.
Men här skulle jag också blivit så lack för att det också är så korkat. Don't ask me some no stupid shit like that. Why does it matter on with the timeline? Again, you're on the show. Det här är reglerna. Och de hade det här samtalet i...
Yes, förr, in the eller? Kitchen.
In the kitchen, not the
office. She didn't have her eyelashes on then.
När hon sa att liksom... ja, fast vi har the timeline. Det är snabbt. Men vi har båda gått med på att det här är the timeline.
And she said... I'm not gonna be with you after we hit the altar. You tell me no at the altar.
Så att han ställer den frågan igen, det hade provocerat mig så fucking...
Yeah, it's like, you didn't
listen. Why does it matter?
It matters, because we're on fucking Love is Blind. The show you signed up for.
Mm. Okay. We good?
We good? She's not good.
Thank you.
You're so very welcome.
Thank you.
Some people are mad he didn't help her up to the altar too.
Beautiful.
It says a lot, all of this shit, man.
Thank you.
His mom got so much class, man.
Oh, that's kind of much. Ändå nice för AD där, den här tjejen ser ut som att, jag vet inte vem det här är, men in the audience, hon ser ut som att hon bara, get me the fuck out of here.
the dude too, the guy right there too, he just like, man, this nigga.
Men skönt ändå i all misär för AD att hon har, det är en ganska powerful shot när hon går ut och alla de här kvinnorna går på ett led efter henne. Hon har ändå mycket support.
She's leading them into battle.
Exactly.
Look at him looking stupid. He just looking stupid.
Ja, verkligen, 100%.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm good.
Look at these fucking idiots.
Wasting my fucking time.
Yep.
I'm so confused.
I'm confused too, girl. He's like, why is everybody...
Yes, ma'am.
She's like, you're an idiot, son.
What's something to say, Hans Papa, but that's my boy.
That's how you do it. Let's do the... Okay. It's still a lot left.
Det är mycket,
the conversation
men
with
vi
the
måste
dad.
Ha, för det här är en av the realest sakerna jag har sett på reality TV faktiskt. Det som kommer.
Agreed, yeah.
För hans mamma säger ju till honom någonting i stil först med att säga okej, liksom, whatever.
I
support you liksom i det här. Men sen så kommer ju samtal med pappan och mamman. Vi lyssnar.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
So you good?
I'm good. I think it's a lot of emotions going on.
Yeah, just breathe, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I hate this nigga, man.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Let all that stuff go.
Yeah, let all that stuff go. I feel good about my decision. I feel like I chose, I'm not ready to be married.
We're good with any whatever decision you decide to make.
Don't talk to me.
And don't second guess yourself. At the end of the day, you got to do what makes Clay comfortable. Because if you do it for any other reason, you're not going to be happy. If you thought long and hard about this, guess what? That's the decision you live with.
Yep.
And I'm proud of you. Yep. Okay? Yep. It's maturity, man. And you're showing maturity.
Yep.
Come on, baby.
Come on, baby. You know what I'm saying, right? Shut your ass up, man. Trying to be cool, man. We need to get rid of this black man. This is the black man we need to get out of the community.
I love you when you were born. I love you today.
Yeah.
Nothing has changed.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And that's going to stay that way.
Yeah.
All right.
Me and AD have a great relationship, but it wasn't enough where I felt as though that this is the person I'm about to marry. Should I go talk to her?
Yeah, you can.
Should I make another bad decision?
You definitely don't want to appear to be indifferent.
Appears to be in the
self, it's a unity of finance.
Det är också så här,
yes, very telling.
Det är inte, han frågar, ska jag gå och prata med AD? Och hans svar skulle kunna säga, ja, that's the right thing to do.
That's love what her.
Du älskar henne, du har dumpat henne, of course. Utan han säger, yeah, you don't want to appear
to be indifferent. It's insanity.
That fucking guy alltså.
He's
piece
the worst
of work.
Yeah.
Men som du säger, this is the type of black, alltså vi eller, the black man, det finns ju, den här snubben finns i alla typer av communities.
I know what I meant. I meant what I said.
Jo, men jag vill ändå understryka, för ibland så blir det ju stereotypen att det är enbart black men som håller på så här. Det här är män som håller på så här, men för oss så blir det ju black men för att det är det vi känner till. Så det vi, och vi speak on det vi kan. Jag kan inte speak för liksom Hispanic dads. Så men ja, det här är en vanlig. Han är bara som en stereotyp på något sätt.
Yeah, like, exactly. This is what I mean. Like, this, now America gets to see this guy representing.
Okay, jag tycker för this alltså, the brothers on the show, man. Tur att vi har han, Brandon, vad fan han heter.
Brett.
Jag säger alla olika versioner av Brett.
And, what's the other guy? Was it Marshall? No. Who's that? No, he was kind of weird.
And Marshall was
No, the tall dude. 6'7", Milton.
Ah, Milton.
He had a strong family.
Alla det bra.
We got
Milton was bra. Shout out to Milton.
It didn't seem like a nurturing, loving relationship, but it was a fucking working family.
Men den här dumpningen var, jag kommer, den påminner mig lite om SK, som fortfarande tror jag har the crown för att vara det kaffaste on the show. Nigerian SK. Han, för det som slog mig var det här, där blev vi också så chockade när han sa nej till Raven. Som han hade ju varit den som kämpade för henne mera hela tiden. Och jag kommer ihåg hur han put her through the ringer med att så här, du måste lära dig Nigerian culture, laga mat, du måste ha på dig den här Nigerian outfit. Och hon gör allt det här och sen bara, nej. Because I have a fucking girlfriend at home. Så det sa han ju inte, men det var ju det som han hade.
God damn it.
What's wrong with him, man?
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with y'all?
Different.
Marriage is a unity of self. It's a unity of.
Why are you talking to this man about marriage?
You know, I think there's still stuff we should have built on. A lot of the work that needed to be done was my emotional empathy side. I think the finances, I kind of looked at it, brushed it off. But finance is huge to me, and I don't really understand her finances like that. Because at the end of the day, eternity is forever. And if I'm going to be something forever, I want to be locked in 100%. I looked at myself in the mirror and said, am I a husband? And the answer was no. Am I deeply in love? The answer was no.
Det här är två separata saker. Yeah. Det här är ett helt annat problem än att du måste ha lite therapy on yourself. You're not deeply in love. Du har issues med hennes finances. Säg, då får du ju vara ärlig med det och inte få henne. Det här, nu börjar han ju lead her on genom att säga att nej. Du ska
or keep, he's looking for shit to justify it now.
Ja, kanske. That's men det är bara weird att ha två separata stories.
We haven't heard shit about it. They always show the, if there's a financial conversation, they show that shit.
Say yes to those answers. Why are you getting married?
Why? Okay, if you knew before y'all walked down the aisle.
Men nu kan vi höra det här. Här har han ju chansen att säga, vet du vad, I'm not that deeply in love with
you. Yeah, that's true. This was really hard to watch, bro.
You okay?
You okay?
I did this to you.
Someone?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Han är väldigt kall här också. Alltså han är ganska så.
Game time decision. Like, yeah.
Game time decision.
I really was fucked and struggling with everything this whole time.
It's no world that exists where I don't understand that, Clay.
But I'm saying, but like, it's irresponsible of me to say yes in this time when I'm not ready to give you 100% and you wouldn't want that. You wouldn't want me saying yes and being half-assed with marriage. You wouldn't want that.
Don't be half-assed.
I'm not ready for that. Like, I'm feeling bad because I see you crying. About him.
He's like, stop. Take it how I want you to take it.
Everything.
I'm feeling like, bad because you're crying and it's hurting me.
He's like, take it. If I hurt your feelings, don't show it. Mm. Just take what I give you. Mm. It's don't make me feel bad about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Nej, men det är bara, han känns bara som ett man-child.
Yes. Yes. Like we talked about Jeremy not ever knowing, you know what I mean, being like spoiled rich kid. He's got these vibes too. Like he seems not to understand the gravity of the situation. Nej, for real.
They are absolutely not.
Jeez.
Just say off a great 2 weeks, this is going to be my wife forever. Weeks. I could not make that decision to you today.
Today.
So why'd you say what you and said before you said no? Like,
because I love you. I really the vows. Like, me saying no was not to you, AD. Like, I'm not ready. And that's hard for me to look at myself in the mirror and say that shit. You are a perfect girl. I've grown with you. Like, it's hard for me to look at myself in the mirror.
She deserves better, bro.
Right now, I'm not a husband right now. I'm not rejecting you. And it almost feels like...
I like that he said that, though.
That I am, you know?
Of course it feels like you are. Because technically, you are. You're saying no at the altar.
Yeah.
Well, you could have done like Jimmy... And going to an amusement park and told her straight up how you felt that you weren't ready because you knew you weren't going to get ready while you were fucking getting ready, nice, literally please. And figuratively. You know what I'm saying? Like, why did you put everybody through this thing? You did not have to do that to this black woman. You know what I mean? You got a responsibility to the community as well.
Yeah,
it's like...
not a little inte att underskatta.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
That is true. You are sorry.
This can part, I get a hug?
This
where's my hug?
I was gonna say, I ain't gonna go into the creepy black man thing too, the creepy uncle. Can I get a hug with my hug? Dude from work. Kissing on her and shit. What the fuck is wrong with this guy, man?
I love you too.
She should have said it past tense. In this scene, I was like, she gonna take this nigga back, man.
What do you mean we're supposed to do now? You think I'm leaving? What are you supposed to do? I guess you gotta run away from me.
I can't do it, bro. I can't.
Now that is also a little.
I can't. She's looking weak right now, too.
Weak.
I guess. Yeah.
When are you sort of?
I'd be more angry. Don't touch me. I would. Oh, I'm sorry. I would like her to be more. Mm. Don't touch me, because it seems like he can creep his way in and be a forever fiance, which is seems like her biggest nightmare too. Like, what if this doesn't wake you up?
Men det är svårt. Det är powerful. Hans det manipulativa är ju såklart ett mäktigt verktyg här. Hon trodde ju för typ 20 minuter sedan att hon skulle gifta sig med honom och tillbringa resten av sitt liv. Hon är ju fortfarande superkär i honom.
Yeah.
Så att varje grej han håller på med, så you think I'm gonna leave you, you think I'm så här, I'm not rejecting you, jag vill fortfarande... Allt det där väg, det carries a lot of weight, tror jag, för henne. Att det finns liksom en liten chans.
Yeah.
Så att han är ju emotionally manipulative.
As a fake friend of hers, I think she should close the door on this right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, at this moment. Like, slam it in his face. But it doesn't feel like that's happening.
Lyckligtvis, för att hade hans pappa fått styra här, då är det bara så här, oh, we're good, baby. Det är liksom så här, you gotta do what you make, what makes you comfortable. Men lyckligtvis har vi Clays mamma här som tar tillfället i akt att set something straight. Och hon gör allt det här, måste hon göra, utan att veta. Och det här med the infidelity trips. Hon vet ju obviously att han har varit otrogen och att det har varit some infidelity trips. Men det Clay sa var att hon inte visste om alla. Hon vet inte kanske magnituden. Det var det han sa innan.
Okej, okay, I thought she, but, okay. Men, she knows.
Jo, men hör, lyssna på vad jag säger. Hon vet ju att det har skett infidelity trips. Mm. Men han sa i tidigare avsnitt att hon inte vet alla som han har varit på.
Okay.
Så liksom att det kanske var way större än vad hon visste. Och det var ju käft att för henne att få reda på i det här programmet. Mm-hmm. Det kanske Clay borde ha tänkt på också, att inte...
Clay ain't thinking about shit.
I know, men liksom.
Yeah.
Och det är också kul, för jag tror inte hans farsa, som verkar så himla upptagen med appearances. Han vill komma hit och se ut som en great dad. Han vet ju inte heller att Clay har sagt on national, international TV att han är en serial cheater.
And I'm so glad they did it.
Men så hans morsa här, hon tar ju tillfället i akt och set the dad straight och låter inte honom komma undan med hans skit. Och jag njöt av det här. Jag älskar Clays morsa alltså.
Okay.
With a marriage.
Okay.
Is it sacred? Do you honor? He struggles with that. And all of those emotions and twisted and feelings, he took that to the altar. And a lot of that stems from things that you have to explain and then apologize.
Yep.
Don't make excuses.
No, he's like, not
just
a chance.
Apologize.
Don't make excuses.
So that closure can be had. But the marriage thing, the commitment, he struggles with that. He's like, I know you stayed, Mom, but there's things that I saw that I should not have saw or been in a position, you know. And kids, when they grow up and they see things, it's like, you know, is marriage for real? Or is marriage something that you get into and you lie and you deceive? And he took a lot of that to the altar with his decision.
Here's the thing too, Rita.
Hold on, let me think.
This nigga, it's so fake. She is done. She is.
I didn't necessarily have the best role models in my life.
I know. Man, I know.
Same speech.
I can't ever remember my father ever being a part of my life.
I did the best I could.
Och det här är, det var kul att hon sa nyss, no excuses, just apologize. Det första han gör är excuses. Coming with the excuses. Och liksom, jag fattar det, på ett sätt, I get it. För att det är, it's real, hur ens föräldrar, vad de har varit med om. Och vad de har carried with in i föräldraskapet. Det är klart att det har påverkat dem. Så det är real på ett sätt, men man kan ju inte hålla på att säga det där för alltid. Någon gång så måste ju
psyken
också brytas.
Yeah.
Så han, lika enkelt som Clay, eller enkelt, lika gärna som Clay förväntas bryta the cycle, så hade ju farsan kunnat bryta the cycle.
Yep.
Och att det också så här, nu vet vi inte så mycket om morsans uppväxt, men vem vet om hennes role models? Hon kanske också hade inte...
She says we both came from broken families.
Ja, men det fick inte henne att fuck up the marriage. Utan det var, så det, också, det är liksom... Det är ju excuses till stor del. Och, men hon låter honom inte komma undan.
Listen. I've always told you I forgave her. But there are things that had came out in the end that I did not know about until this experience. I was hurt. Again, I'm divorced from you, but... things that he shared with me that I did not know. So that's what I'm saying. He took a lot on his back. And although we came from broken families, that doesn't mean that we have to pass on that brokenness to our kids.
Absolutely. You can stop, stop the bleeding, stop the cycle.
Right. Your past and things that you witness is part of your DNA, it's part of your inside. And if you don't get freaking help, you bring that shit into the next thing. So the fact that he did this process, he wants to be in a long-term relationship. He wants that.
Tell him meet somebody like you.
Huh?
I met you, you know. Tell him meet somebody like his mom.
Yeah, but you met me, but you wasn't good to me.
Thank you. Fucking idiot.
Lit his dumb ass up. Look at his face like, God damn. I didn't see that coming.
I ain't lying. I'm getting cooked right now.
He thought he was about to smash. She touched his hand and he's like, oh, I got a chance.
That banana is so stupid.
My hotel room 112. Said,
tell him to meet a girl like you. You met a girl like you.
And what did you
and
do?
What did you do?
He's still trying to put on the facade. Oh. It's like all he's worried about is his own appearance, man.
Well, you met me, but you weren't good to me.
Wholeheartedly, fuck that guy,
tell him meet somebody like you.
Huh?
I met you. You know, tell him meet somebody like his mom.
Yeah, but you met me, but you wasn't good to me.
Well,
I ain't got nothing to say about that. So take your dumb ass on and apologize to your son that you fucked up. Not a chance this dude went in and apologized to Clay or talked about it at all.
And he got lit up.
He got lit the fuck up.
In the calmest, liksom, the lugnaste.
Just fucking grown up.
Yeah, the lugnaste sättet någonsin. Bara så här, no. Jag ska snacka om att come off, som vi sa, som jag sa tidigare, det här med Chelsea och att man får en, man är, när man lämnar programmet, att alla har en negativ bild av dig. Den här morsan är så här, hon var inte med så mycket, men goddamn vad hon har en positiv bild, vad man får en positiv bild av henne. Hon verkar vara great. Och jag tycker det här var ett super real samtal att ha med på en reality show så här.
Yes. That's the thing about this the whole series, man. This and Ultimatum, which they make as well. That sometimes you get these real, real moments and grown-up conversations that you don't get to get so often.
Och det här är en sån typ av moment, en sån upprättelse på ett sätt för morsan. Och att det får sändas så här internationally. Det är ju många som aldrig får den sortens upprättelse. Så det är ändå mäktigt för henne.
Yeah, get your get back like that.
Och jag såg hon, Mel, som vi båda gillar, the comedian. The baddest Mitch heter hon på Twitter. Hon skrev en grej som jag tyckte var liksom sann och talande. Då skrev hon så här: so much to unpack. Alltså efter det här avsnittet. So many mothers stayed with raggedy ass daddies for the sake of staying or because they had no choices. Then they raise hellion sons who see them as treatment growing up as normal. Then those sons are unleashed on the streets for us to date. Så apropå, och det är så det blir med cycle. Men det är därav vikten av att på något sätt bryta det liksom.
Man, somebody wrote that scene. Sandra sent this to me. Somebody wrote that scene with your dad. Waits till a TV show is filming for a big speech, then spouts off his college resume. Yikes! He made that moment all about him and not you. Sounds like that's always been the case.
Yep.
Me thinks AD better run, and that's where I'm at too, man.
Yep.
You can see the source of it. The apple has not fallen. Well, he's fallen far from the tree, but not far enough.
Definitely not far enough.
I just have this feeling in the bottom of my spine that he can recover and keep her, tag her along, or you know.
Unfortunately, it's a trap.
I just keep feeling like I keep getting so fucking close, and I keep like doing so much for these men. And carrying these fucking relationships, and like it's just not fucking enough. And I don't know what else to do, really. Like it's just not enough.
Bye.
Sorry.
Peace out.
Just get the fuck out, bro. I want to see that Denzel thing when they slam the door. The gift. Slam the door in this dude's face, man. She's all broken down, crying in the car and shit.
I love him. I love him. I really do.
We know.
I'm really sad that I wasn't enough for him to, like, get right.
No, you're more than enough.
I can't drag him. I can't force him, and I'm not gonna fucking beg him to.
The internet will drag him.
I'm done.
Sounds good. Well, I just got a feeling. You know what? I got a feeling that they go 3 months and try to work on it.
Det var något tillfälle där han stod och snackade, jag vet inte, jag hittar inte det nu, men när han snackade om att han så här, feel stupid typ.
It was after the car, right?
Whatever. Men att han bara så här, I feel kind of stupid. Det kändes bara han bara så
här, he's standing outside. It's right after this. Liksom. It's after this. Yeah. When he's standing outside just like, damn. Maybe I could have said yes. It's that type of feel, like his regret. Fucking idiot.
All right, hörni, vi har spelat in i nästan 1,5 timme. Och avsnitten blir liksom för unwieldy att hålla på. Vi har fortfarande mycket kvar på det här. Så vi tar det, vi avslutar här. Och sen så direkt hoppar vi till ett nytt avsnitt. Så att när ni lyssnar på det här så kommer nästa avsnitt också bara finnas där i feeden. Det blir lite enklare för oss att inte hålla på med ett sånt här långt.
Yeah, the big files too.
Ja, precis. Så vi join oss i nästa avsnitt, så pratar vi om the mere happy ending då.
Yeah.
Okej? Okay? Peace.